My favorite movie is Me Before You. It's a movie that shows us that we all have different dreams. We all likes different stuff. For example, this guy, he used to like doing a lot of sports, all kind of sports, yes, and dangerous stuff. And after he had his accident, he was just on a wheelchair. He couldn't move at all. And he met this girl. They brought her to his house to take care of him as a personal nurse. But then, well, he started to like her, and they did a lot of stuff together. And she was a very happy and somehow ridiculous, we can say, person, but she made him happy for his last days, because he just chose to live a couple of months more. And after all this happened, after he died, he left a lot of some money for her, not a lot, but just enough for her to study and become designer, as she always dreamt about it. And so this movie shows us that we all have goals, and we could just reach them if we work hard to achieve them, to complete them, to get to them. So that's my favorite movie, Me Before You. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands, but she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sound hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pricking sensation through her. She knew she couldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hands to her, but smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.